Thanks for joining us on another edition of The Good Stuff. Mike and Kim Burge along with you out of Valentine, Nebraska. And we certainly hope that if you have something you think would be interesting to share on The Good Stuff, that you'll share it with us. Send it to kimhburge@gmail.com, and we'll take a look at that. Maybe one of these days we can feature it for everybody to hear right here on an upcoming Good Stuff program.
That's right.
And we want to remind you about Tri-State Livestock News. It's a reliable source for agricultural news, market results, rodeo standings, as well as cattle health, ag politics, and more for the Tri-State region, and in fact, nationwide since 1963. Tri-State Livestock News, it's what ranchers read.
And coming up, the Golden Valley Shootout and Wayne Herman Invitational Bareback Riding comes to Golden Valley, North Dakota. It's the weekend of August 12th and 13th. Of course, that's this coming weekend, 6 p.m. Central Time each afternoon with a Calcutta at 4 o'clock. Bull riding Saturday the 12th, bareback riding Sunday the 13th. Golden Valley Shootout the weekend of August 12th and 13th, Golden Valley, North Dakota.
And, of course, a reminder about Yesterday's Antiques, downtown Spearfish, South Dakota. A great store, lots of different fabulous antiques, and they're open Monday through Saturday or by appointment. They're open usually 10 to 5. Give them a call, 605-642-5884. Kim, I have a little poem about horses. You like horses, right?
I love horses.
Well, this is by Emily Meyer Smith, and it appeared in 1985, so it goes back a little bit.
Cool.
Denver in the Rocky Mountain News. So give credit to Emily Meyer Smith.
That's right.
And it's called Old Horse. Old horse, you're a wondrous thing. No horns to honk, no bells to ring. No license buying every year, with plates to stick on front and rear. No sparks to miss, no gears to strip. You start yourself, no clutch to slip. No gas bills mounting every day to steal the joy of life away. Your inner tubes are all okay. And thank the Lord, they stay that way. Old horse, your motor never makes me cuss. Your spark plugs never miss and fuss. Your frame is good mile after mile. Your body never changes style. Your wants are few and easily met. Our plastic truck can't beat you yet. Our truck was bought with dollars green, with four-wheel drive and lots of steam. But it's hard as hard and cold as steel. I love you yet, that's how I feel. That's called Old Horse from Emily Meyer Smith on The Good Stuff today.
That's a good one, and from a ways back.
As I said, 1985. Kim, what do you have to share today?
I have something a little more current.
Okay.
Okay. So, James and his friend Tom were playing a round of golf with their wives early on a Sunday. It was a four-ball, better ball format with a little bit of cash on the line. James stood on the 10th tee, having hooked his previous three tee shots, and to no one's surprise, he hooked his drive again. When he found his ball, it was right up against one of the greenskeeper's buildings. His wife advised him to hit the shot through a narrow gap between the side of the building and some branches. "I can't do that," James said. "Look how narrow that gap is." But his wife was persistent in urging him on, and she persuaded James to attempt the risky shot. So James took a mighty swing and struck that ball, and the ball careened off the tree branch, ricocheted off the building, and hit his wife in the head, knocking her stone cold dead.
Oh, no.
Yep. A week after the funeral, James and another friend, Ashley, were having a round. James teed up the ball on number 10 and hit the exact shot he had hit the week before. He found his ball in the same spot, and once again his partner advised him to hit through the gap. "No way," James said. "I can't hit that shot." "Why not?" Ashley asked him. "Well, you know what happened last time." "No, I don't," said Ashley. "What happened?" "Well, last time I tried that shot," James said, "I made a double bogey."
I have to tell you a quick story. This is a personal experience about trying to hit through trees and such.
Okay.
I'm not going to mention any names on this, but time I remember a female golfer.
Including your own, right?
Right, no. Yeah. No, I was watching this one.
Oh, okay.
And this young golfer was going to hit up through the trees and told the coach, "Well, it's 90% air, so I should be able to make it through the tree limbs and get out onto the fairway there." And he kind of looked at her and said, "You sure about that?" "Well, yeah, I'm pretty sure I can do it." He goes, "It's 90% air." And he goes, "Well, so is a screen door."
Ooh.
And she didn't take that shot.
Yeah.
Probably. I got another golf story.
Really? Okay.
But we don't have time for it.
Oh, well, there you go. We're having too much fun.
I'll have to do it on another edition of The Good Stuff. Folks, okay. Again, send those items to kimhburge@gmail.com. We'll take a look at those, and maybe one day they're right here on the airwaves on your local radio station on The Good Stuff.